Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries. Amen. Thank you everybody for joining. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Pray the Lord to bless you today. This is the new you. New year gives us a chance to change into the person we hope to be. The new year means the new you. You could be that person you've always wanted to be. All things are possible to him that believes. God's word offers a solid foundation for the building of the new you. You can lose weight, you can earn more money, you can meet new friends, and have a much better family life. All of your positive new goals can come true so long as you apply God's word in your life. The Bible makes it easy for us to change from our bad habits and to reap in earthly and eternal benefits. The blessings of the Lord will overflow from your cup of life, so join us today and get an anointed jumpstart on the new you. Praise Jesus. Right now, Lord, I'd just like to pray for everyone that's listening, that you just touch them with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you protect them, Lord, in Jesus' name. You just bless them, Lord, in the ways that they need it, Lord, that you know all of us, Lord. You know the things that we're in need of. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you're positively set on the new you, then you need to first start out with a mind made up. You have to know without a doubt that you will no longer be happy with the way things are going. There needs to be a line drawn in the sand that either you're with me or you're against me, and you pick a side. Because if you continue to stand on that line, stepping from one side to another, depending on your mood, then you can forget about improving your life, and you can forget about making any positive changes. The new you must be a person who gets things done. God gave you the courage as a soldier in the army of the Lord. You're already capable of doing anything God sets before you. God designed you to be an overcomer, to face any situation head on. You have the strength of the King of the universe behind you. So the changes in your life that seem too hard to overcome, too overwhelming to be able to fight the urges to give in, these tough problems and habits can become easy solutions. So you say, wait, you want to change the things in your life and that are pushing you away from the Lord. You want to be a better person, a better parent, a better friend. You want to worry less and you want to smile more. Be in better physical and mental shape. You want to look into the mirror with confidence. You want to look at yourself and say, this is the person that I want to be. And it's not about your outward appearance and that you have to feel like you have to look like a Hollywood movie star, but it's that soul on the inside. It's your beautiful spirit. And if you don't see a beautiful spirit looking back at you in the mirror, then that's a sign that you're not where God wants you to be. Your spirit is out of line with your eternal life. Our spirit, much like flowers of the world, must be fed with water. Flowers need rain, and we need a constant dose of the living water. We need the Word of God in our life. We need our solid prayer life. We need to always be looking for who we can help next. Our spirit needs to be fed. And we can't feed our spirit by coasting from day to day. The work of the Lord is not getting done by sitting on your couch. It's if you're always coasting and doing a few things and taking it easy the rest of the time, not thinking about the Lord when it comes to your to-do list, and nowhere on it does His name appear, just coasting most of the way through life. My uncle said once that he never seen anybody coast who wasn't going downhill. So the new you must start off with a solid foundation, one that is able to withstand the storm, stand strong when the winds of rain come, And if you don't start with a solid foundation, then it's just a matter of a short time before you're right back where you started. Hopeless and helpless, stuck in the very routine that you're trying to get right out of. Your actions reap habit. The more you do something, the quicker it becomes a habit. So if you have to, set an alarm clock if you have to, at your assigned time to have fellowship with the Lord. Be where nobody will bother you. Turn off the phone, the TV, and say a prayer and glorify God. Glorify Jesus, thanking Him for the many blessings in your life. Then ask for forgiveness of your sins. We're not perfect. We may strive to be the best that we can be in the eyes of the Lord, but from time to time, sin will find its way in. Sin will find its way out. So clean that slate between you and the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you. Then open up your Bible and begin reading. If you haven't read it in a while, I suggest you start with the New Testament and look to the book of Matthew and start with it. Have a highlighter and capture all the verses that apply to you. And when you finished reading, however long that may be, sit quiet. Think of Jesus. Allow Him to speak to you. He speaks to us all. He may have spoken to you many times, you just didn't notice it. If your mind is not tuned in on Jesus, the many of His blessings and His guidance will just pass you by. But during your quiet time, ask the Holy Spirit questions. And you may not get your answers right away, but you will get one. If you're having health problems, ask Jesus for a healing. Place your hand on your body where your pain is coming from, or think about where it's coming from and pray on that. Then ask and believe for Jesus to heal you. I've been healed many times, and I get my best results when I have the least amount of doubt. When I pray and I expect an answer, then I get it. But it's always in the Lord's time. And why, you may ask? Because He wants you to know, the capital K-N-O-W, know that He did it. Jesus healed you. He wants the credit, not because of pride, but because when the Lord heals you, and you know that it was Him, that He did it, your faith is made stronger. And the more you see, the more you feel, the more you believe. And faith above all is belief. Believe. When Jesus healed the leper and the cripple and the blind, He said it was because of your belief. It's your faith that made you whole. So when you're praying for a healing during your quiet time with the Holy Spirit, believe in God's promise. Believe He is a Savior. He's a man of His word. If Jesus was to tell just one lie, it would discredit His entire gospel. It would all be meaningless. But in John 11:25-26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. And watch this. He says, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. You shall have them. The things that you desire, you will have if you believe when you pray. Now let me say that if you only pray now and then chances are you don't have a lot of belief and faith. So if you want to be and see the new you, then you've got to start praying every day. You must set aside time for the Lord. You have to be in His Word and stay in His Word. Ask yourself, what's stopping me? Why am I not doing what the Lord is asking me? How come I don't keep myself from going forward? What's stopping me from advancing? And chances are that you already know what that answer is, but you're not willing to give that up. But we've got to trust in Jesus. We have to believe in His promise. Our faith is making us whole. Believing God is willing and able. Believing His blessings are given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. They're pressed down so more blessings will fit in. They're shaken together so more blessings will fit in. And they're running over, the more blessings than we could ever imagine. He continues and continues to bless us. Someday He's going to show us all the blessings that we received, and we'll be astounded by it. Never even noticed that the times that we thought it was maybe luck or chance, it was the blessings of the Lord. And Psalms 119 says, blessed who walk in the law of the Lord, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart. And in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 8, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. So if you're coasting and you don't have your mind on the Lord, not spending alone time with him, not reading his word, then the Bible tells us the devil is seeking to devour you. And what will he devour? Your finances, your relationships, your mind. He'll steal your peace of mind, your health. One of the purposes of the devil is to keep you off guard, to put anything on your mind that will keep you from thinking of the Lord, keep you from your Bible time, your prayer time, and your quiet time. The devil knows that if you keep your mind on the Lord, and if you read your Bible daily, and if you're always in prayer, then the devil can't influence you. He won't be able to tempt you. The Bible says in James 4:7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The Bible says, if you draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded, and to humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now the new you has to be the best ever. If you go all in for God, he will double, triple, he'll multiply in return. You can't outgive God. If you want to get all that God has for you, and your resolution can be a reality, then you need to get on your knees, develop a solid prayer life, have a meaningful relationship with our Heavenly Father, talk to him, talk with him, sit quiet and listen. I know people who are afraid to sit quiet. The devil has them scared so that they're so afraid that when they get together, when they get quiet, they're afraid of what they'll find out, afraid of what the voice of God is going to say to them. But the Bible says to be not afraid, trust in me. They need to stop listening to the devil and start listening to God. He said, if you're not with me, you're against me. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. If you're not afraid to strengthen your relationship with our blessed Savior, our Heavenly Father, then get alone and get quiet. Total silence, Bible in hand, and pray and listen. Listen to the Lord and he will talk to you. Don't allow God's voice to fall on deaf ears. In the book of Job 33:14, for God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon him, and slumberings upon the bed, then, the Bible says, then he opened the ears of men, and sealed their instruction. I mean, he has to wait sometimes till you're asleep to get that message through. If the Lord has a message for you, you're going to get it one way or another. If he has to make you lie down in green pastures, God wants you to keep back your soul, keep your soul away from that fiery pit, to keep you from perishing from that sword. So listen to the Lord, then act on it. Sow the seeds of righteousness. Don't sow the seeds on unholy ground. The Bible says that he receiveth the seed into the good ground, and he that heareth the word and understand it, which also beareth fruit and beareth forth, some handfold, some 60, some 30. It goes on to say, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Always be aware of this daily basis of the seeds that you're sowing. And who in God's name have you helped? Is it all about you, or are you applying the word? Are you picking up your cross and are you following him? It's not about waiting for a sign from the Lord when things are just right and Jesus is right there. Waiting for the answer, you don't have to wait on the Lord because he's always there. Jesus is knocking, and he's waiting for you to answer. He's knocking on that door. In Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. Now, sup is to eat or drink, and what God is saying is to invite him into your heart, into your life. Have fellowship with him, and he will fellowship with you. Not just calling on him whenever you're in need, but loving words from Christ our Lord. He will engage you in conversation. You may be doing something that has nothing to do with worship, and the Lord will start talking to you. And when I'm busy doing my own thing, and the Lord begins to speak to me, it stops me in my tracks. It puts a tear in my eye. And sometimes if I'm with a friend and I try to tell them what the Lord has just spoken to me, because maybe it's a message for them, I have to pull myself together, because that's what happens when our loving God tells us something directly. Many of those of you who are listening know what I'm talking about. But if you've never had that experience, the Bible says you can. You need to read the Word of God and pray on it and sit quietly. And why do I keep saying the same principles? Because it's directly from the Bible teachings. In Psalms 1:2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night." In Matthew 6:6, "When thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou shut the door, pray to the heavenly Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is seeth in secret shall reward you openly." And in Mark 1:35, "And in the morning rising up, a great while before the day, he," which is Jesus, "went out, departed into solitary place, and there he prayed." And why did he go out to a solitary place and pray? Not just to talk to the Father, but to be able to listen to what God was saying to him. We have to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Your soul finds rest when you're having fellowship with the Lord. God is knocking at that door of your heart. He knows how long that you've got to live. He knows what you believe. He knows who your friends are. He knows what causes you to believe. He wants to save you from wrecking and ruining your life. It's not too late for your dreams. It's not too late to change into the person that you want to be. Some can remember a time when they first got right with the Lord, when they first got saved, and he was showing them direction. And when their mind was always on him, and that when they were telling others what God had done in their life, but slowly, little by little, the world begins to take back ground. It lost due to God's grace, and as the days and the weeks and the months and possibly years have gone by since the last time you've been close to the Lord, you can probably remember he had big plans in your life. You were going to be somebody in angels' eyes. But I'm here to tell you that it's not too late. God says your best days are before you. God said there's more. He has much more in store for you. God says, "Come back to me. I won't chastise you. I won't strike you down, but I will love you." God says, "We'll pick you right up where we left off." That same thing that he had you on, that same mission I had you on before, still need to get that done. And only you are capable of doing this for me. God has a specific purpose for your life. And if you don't know it, then you need to live in prayer. Read the Word daily and live by it. Find your closet, your quiet place, and fellowship with the Lord. It's not that much that he's asking for. He's asking for our praises, for you to lift him up. And then you can go to heaven. God's simple plan just seems to be too good to be true, too easy. All you have to do is surrender, but some think that they have to do this or that in order to get to heaven. It's whosoever shall believe in me. Believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Believe God brought him back 3 days later. Believe you have the power through God, the Creator, to be the person that you want to be. Trust in the Word with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Jesus will direct your path to the new you. Your courage comes from him. You're strong because the Holy Spirit is on your side. Remember, through Christ, all things are possible. In order to get that change, to change out of our bad habits, we need to focus, and we need to have a plan. It's easy to say, "I'm going to change my life for the better," but steps have to be taken. It's not only are we able to drop our bad habits, but excel in our ideal way of life. Now, the good thing is we can turn our back on God, but he won't turn his back on you. God will bring greatness out of your great mess. What the devil intended for bad, the Lord can turn around and use for a blessing. Actions reap habit. The more we do something, whether it's good or bad, the quicker it becomes a habit. But your motivation to get you started, of serving the Lord, that motivation to get you started, and it's your habit that gets you through. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. when you start in, it's as important as when you start is not as important as where you finish. So you wasted time not doing the will of the Lord after having accepted Him into your life, and you wish you would have done these things sooner. But the Lord says, come to me as you are. He's saying, let's go. Let's get back on this mission. The Lord wants it to fill you to fulfill your purpose. The work that He has for you is not finished. But by doing the will of the Lord, by being His light, walking His path, not yours, then you will be in tune with the Almighty. It will become easy for you to do the right thing, starting with a positive habit, like eating more healthier, helping those in need that the Lord has put before you, changing the people that you hang around with that are there just to cause you grief, the so-called friends that are only in it for themselves and don't really care about your well-being. We want to love those around us. We want to be loved. And when we're right with the Lord, He protects us from all those who wish to cause us harm. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And most of all, we need protection from ourselves, our flesh that is always, it's only looking for a quick fix. And it's not interested in that eternal future, being right with the Lord and standing on that rock. But that rock is Jesus, that solid foundation. Not only withstands the storm, but elevates you above them, shelters you from the enemy. Sure, the devil will still try to send evil messengers your way, but the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking thy shield of thy faith, wherefore ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It goes on in verse 17 to say, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Being in the Word, staying in the Word, is the deciding factor in whether you're able to maintain a positive change and become that new you. Look back in forgiveness. Look forward in hope. Look down in compassion and up in gratitude. It's important that if you want to move on and be closer with the Lord, we must be able to forgive those who have done us wrong. The Bible says, bless them that curse you and pray for them who would despitefully use you. To love your enemies and to do good, lend and hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for He is the kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. But hope, have hope. Hope keeps us going. We can see through all of our troubles when we have a clear vision of victory with hope. Have compassion for all of God's people. The Bible says God's will is that we all be saved and none of us be lost, but the choice is ours. Be grateful for the good times and the bad times in your life, the ups and the downs. God says to be thankful, and in Thessalonians 1:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God Christ Jesus concerning you. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Stay away from that which is not of God. And most of our downfalls, the ultimate reason for wanting to change every New Year's Eve is because of the evil that we've allowed in our lives throughout the year. When we've coasted and gone downhill, when we've had the opportunity every day to read His Word but found something else to do, when God has placed ones before us that were in need but we were too focused on ourselves to see what to do the work of the Lord. But make the new you a child of God. Live the way God intended you to. Stay in the Word, seek forgiveness, and move on. There's still lots of work to be done by our Heavenly Father. And you're most blessed when you bless others. You get quiet with the Lord and ask Him, where do I go next? And while you're waiting for an answer, keep reading that Word and stay in prayer. Always talking to our Savior, having fellowship with Him as much as you can. I mean, He was willing to die on the cross so you may have eternal life. The new you starts now. In Jesus' name, I want to pray with me now. Dear Lord, Jesus, my Savior, I have failed you as a believer. I drifted off from your heavenly path. I don't want to go on living this way. I want to live for you, Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I need your direction. Shine your light on me. Show me the way. Forgive me for all my sins. and revive my heart in Jesus' name. Now, if you meant it, if you really are ready to change, then you're going to be reading your God's Word today. Then you're going to be praying to our Heavenly Father today. And you're going to find your quiet time, and you're going to be still, and you're going to listen to the Lord. Your life will have new direction. You're going to be the person that you've always wanted to be. Peace of mind will be a new reality. Be strong. Stand tall for Jesus. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Let the Lord change your life so you may be able to change others.
That they would see how that you bless them, Lord. I thank you so much for my brother. I am who brings these messages to you. God, care. Yes. I ask that you would be with Mother Leola. Help her to feel better. Just touch her, Lord, and just a word of thanks for all that you do and provide for us each and every day. Help us to be more like you and just continue to bless Pearly Gate Ministries, Lord. And thank you.
In Jesus' name. We're out of time, Arlene. Thank you, hon. God loves you, and so do I. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Remind you to shout out from your rooftops, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.